Hello, this is Joy Ray Freeman. The following program was produced and broadcast during 2001. I am a master healer, spiritual warrior, writer, and workshop retreat facilitator. My intent is to assist those who are ready to become whole and productive contributors for creating a better world. Please check out my main website for empowerment and or healing opportunities. Joy, number two, letter U, .org. Enjoy the program.
This is Joy Ray Freeman, bringing joy to the world. It's working. The world is transforming. And you have been part of the magical change. With every old habit you let go, with every act of compassion and loving thought, you are recreating life around you. Thank you so much for reaching into the light. Thank you so much for stepping into your role of divine being. And please, let's keep it alive and growing, for the best is yet to come.
Not the first time we have been sent here. Life after lifetime, prisoner. We're really not these bodies. World is but a stage where we play out many roles. Our real self forgotten and our eternal friend so dear. Life after life. Such foolish children, who ever leave our home? The spiritual world, where anxiety is unknown. You wander in this dark world of suffering. Life after lifetime, prisoner. All the children, holy Father.
Raphael, prototype of man, androgynine. Fan your consecration through my being. By your wise and diligent persistence, we glow with constancy, blessing your assistance. Flame of brilliant healing green, let your health and truth be seen. Flow through this form of mine. Make me now divine. Rectify, regenerate, rejuvenate, and heal. Within the perfect light of Christ do seal our lower bodies, of which there are four. Then blaze through the sacred fire. This we implore. Mercy's healing angels, with guidance bright, sweep through our bodies with the healing light. Cells and electrons moving by God direction, rise and ascend in Christ one perfection.
Like a boat on the sea. symbol for the drifter to obey. Oh, 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 oh. Lay it all down when you can. Calling for mercy, calling out, please. Sometimes too late, simply can't hold us. Sometimes too long, or simply too weak. Lay it all down when you can't hold it. Let your life carry you like a boat on the sea. Turn to the east, nothing but ocean. You turn to the west, no sign of a shore. You turn to the south, water to the horizon. You don't even need to turn to the north.
Is it recession or depression? No pessimist ever discovered the secrets of the stars or sailed to an uncharted island or opened a new heaven to the human spirit. By Helen Keller. It's a recession when your neighbor loses his job, Harry Truman observed, and it's a depression when you lose your own. As downturns in the economy disturb more and more households, we begin to question seriously the financial yardsticks by which we have been measuring our personal net worth, and therefore our happiness. Perhaps the recession has personally affected you and yours. It's hard to believe there's anybody that it hasn't touched, at least indirectly. Millions of women are scaling down their expectations of what constitutes the good life, redefining their values, reordering their priorities, and accepting the challenge of making a virtue out of necessity. But it's very easy to surrender to an emotional depression when a financial one occurs. It's easy to be pessimistic about tomorrow when today seems so bleak. It's time we put thoughts of lack behind us. It's time for us to discover the secrets of the stars, to sail to an uncharted land, to open up a new heaven where our spirits can soar. But first, we'll have to make changes. And lasting change does not happen overnight. Lasting change happens in infinitesimal increments a day, an hour, a minute, a heartbeat at a time. And the change I'm encouraging you to make is fundamental. Take a deep breath. We're going to learn to become optimists. Now be reassured, optimism, like the happiness habit, can be learned. Start today with a little experiment. Smile at everyone you meet. Today, expect something good to happen to you no matter what occurred yesterday. Realize the past no longer holds you captive. It can only continue to hurt you if you hold on to it. Let the past go. A simple, abundant world awaits. From Simple Abundance, a Daybook of Comfort and Joy by Sarah Ban Brethneck.
Thank you. take me on as we take to the streets. We face the terror, if I leave you before my time. One thing's for certain, I'll go dancing and I'll go wild. I'd rather be dancing at the edge of my grave. I'd rather be holding you close as we march forward, loving and brave. I'd rather be singing in the face of my fear. I'd rather be dancing in front of the gun, as long as I'm here. I'd rather be dancing in front of the gun, as long as I'm here.
The Evolution Angel by Dr. Michael Abrams. A line of towering thunderheads flicked in and out with each stroke of lightning. The road was covered with a treacherous sheen of water. It was nearly 4 in the morning, and I had no business driving this late. Making matters worse, I had worked all night and I was dead tired. But I kept going. More than anything, I wanted to make it home. In my fatigue, I had neglected to fasten my seatbelt. The miles rolled by in the darkness, and the rain poured down in sheets. Soon my head began to nod, but over and over, I sharply focused my attention back to the road. I struggled to stay awake, using every trick I knew. I slapped myself on the cheeks. I shook my head. I sang. I chewed gum. And I kept driving. My mind began to drift, and a parade of captivating images floated before me. I saw myself swinging back and forth on the swing set at my old grade school. Back and forth, back and forth. And then I was gliding down deeper and deeper into the well of memory, falling effortlessly, drinking in the feeling of deep relaxation that comes only with deep sleep. The next thing I knew, a pair of soft hands grasped my face and pulled my head up sharply. A loud voice, kind but very firm, exploded in my head. "Wake up, Michael, now." My eyes flew open and adrenaline surged through my solar plexus, like an electric shock. The car was hurtling directly toward a massive bridge abutment only 50 feet before me, the speedometer hovering near 80. With all of my strength, I wrenched the wheel to the left, and a split second later, the concrete pillar flashed by my right window. I pulled over to the side of the road, shaken and gasping for breath. Exhausted, I quickly fell into a troubled sleep. Like the image of the deadly bridge abutment flashing past my window, images of my life began to race past in rapid succession. And then there was nothing. The next thing I knew, sunlight was pouring over the dashboard. Clearly, something unusual had happened to me. However, unbeknownst to me, the process was far from complete. For the next 40 days, I experienced, in rapid succession, the most intense and profound series of changes I have ever known. Piece by piece, my life was completely dismantled. I lost my job, and my car finally died. A woman I loved more than life itself vanished from my life forever. A series of financial setbacks left me penniless. Finally, a faulty wood heater burned my cabin in the country to the ground along with everything I owned. My insurance, of course, had lapsed. A friend let me sleep on the cement floor of his basement. At the age of 29, I was left rudderless in a state of profound despair as a bitter northern winter howled at the tiny frost-encrusted window of my empty room. Then something happened. Awakening in the middle of the night, I felt as though I had been speaking to someone, although I could remember nothing specific. Lying there in the darkness, I suddenly arrived at an outlandish conclusion. In spite of the fact that I had no appropriate scholastic background, I suddenly resolved to go back to college at the age of 29, obtain the requisite pre-medical training, and then go on to medical school. Understandably, my friends and my family thought this plan quite absurd. My chances of succeeding seemed laughable at best. That was 17 years ago. I am now an experienced emergency physician working in a trauma center. To this day, I shake my head and wonder when I look back upon the chain of events that led me here. How could this have happened to me? The series of crises, serendipitous coincidence and accidents that has driven me inexorably to this point never ceases to amaze me. I see now that it all began that night when my life was saved by the angelic hands and voice that deftly guided me from certain death. And I also see that I have been shepherded to this place in my life for a reason. And now I work with angels all the time.
Freedom, and I dance the rise.
listen. When the lights are low and your heart's full of doubt, and you wonder what life is really all about, problems and trials and friends let you down. You want to give up. Not one more round. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, and the going is rough, it seems all uphill. You want to give up. You just want to quit. No use going on. You know when you're licked. When the blues really hit and you say, I'm done. I've had it. I quit. I'm not going on. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. The blues are mine and there's no one to share. Well, listen, my friend. Erase all your doubt. Get up and fight. Don't mope and pout. Straighten up your shoulders and act like a divine human. You can win this round, 'cause I know you can. Count your blessings, take one step at a time, but always look forward and not behind. Then count them again, say two by two. You've won the battle. You've licked the blues. By Al Albrecht.
Must have echoed in Clear, Wyoming. Can you imagine?
The Journey of My Last Life on Earth by Scott Mandelker. Like many of us today, I believe this is my last life on Earth in three-dimensional human society. This knowing came slowly over the course of many years, after scores of out-of-body experiences and minor spiritual awakenings. While it may sound like a fantasy, I believe many of us now in human bodies are near the end of our last go-round. You may even feel this yourself, and if so, you're not alone. Doing counseling for the past 10 years and teaching spiritual matters in the U.S., Japan, and Israel, I've met many who feel the same. When I was much younger, I was totally confused about life on Earth and deeply troubled by the destructive, materialistic, non-loving ways of the global culture. So much given to warring dogma and spiritual apathy. While I don't think conditions have changed all that much, I myself have changed and at last grown up a bit. This, I am sure, is just the same for you. Life experience is a fine teacher, and spiritual maturity comes without fail to those who seek to know. Honestly, though, I don't think I could have the degree of peace with human society I have today without all the paranormal, interdimensional experiences that I had. Beyond the shell of physical form, I met, and remembered that I met, a whole host of characters. The repertoire includes beings whom we'll call extraterrestrial, interplane teachers, adepts, and strange magicians, as well as my ET family, with whom I have most ancient ties, far exceeding the length of this one little lifespan. Having glimpsed the meaning of these events and keeping them foremost during my waking daytime life, I've been able to link the experiences of both realms. I've become a bridge man, holding a candle on the midnight bridge from this world to the next, not from mere hope or fantasy, but from a personal experience. No matter how lonely it is, I've chosen to retain contact with the transhuman, greater self and life I've met. If you choose to truly own your transhuman experiences, you too will need to stand alone. Again, I don't think my case is special, as the same cosmic realm surrounds us all. Many of us have the same experiences, but simply don't remember them. In the course of public teaching, I rarely speak of such matters. No matter how glitzy they may seem upon retelling, my own interdimensional events are not particularly important to others. All soul paths are unique, and we certainly shouldn't try to imitate each other. Even for the one who has such experiences, their chief value is simply the degree to which one can distill meaning from them and then apply it to their normal 3D life. For myself, the primary effect of these experiences has been to answer essential questions and bring sense to the meaning of my current daytime life on Earth. Though I could surely be wrong, I have no doubt about a host of issues that confound New Age seekers, causing many to chase their own tails. Of course, I don't know everything, and my virtue is not complete, but I have learned something from life on the bridge. From such far journeys, I've learned that the cosmic plan is vast, caring, and intelligent, that the purpose of life on Earth is simply to learn the ways of love, and that this is a profoundly difficult task not yet achieved by most gurus and spiritual teachers. I've learned, too, that love is not enough. For real spiritual maturity, it must be balanced with wisdom. I've learned that the Creator's boundless love is expressed in the law of free will, and there really is a negative path of cosmic evil. Yes, it is but a choice, freely granted by the Creator, without blame or shame. The path of no love does at last return to Godhead, and there is no real tragedy in the divine play. Likewise, there are no victims on the stage of human experience, and the entire karmic drama is but a reflection of inner self projected on the screen of creation as personal experience, to inspire self-understanding through the opportunity to make clear choices moment by moment. I've also learned that most of the elder ET groups have little interest in UFO studies. Their main concern is our own self-generated evolution. I've also learned that most ET channels these days do a great disservice to the higher dimensional groups they claim to represent. In my experience, the elder souls in higher dimension are pretty darn serious, sober, and grave. They're not at all cheery, breezy, and light, and their deeper teachings demand effort to absorb. The mind of those in higher dimensions is far more subtle and exquisite than we know. And finally, I've learned that this life is but a slice of the infinite, that nothing can be wholly known or understood in three dimension, that total and uncompromising self-acceptance is key to spiritual growth, and that indeed, from the perspective of unity, there is no path at all, only radical perfection now and forever. Thus, revealing my cosmic roots led to greater peace and inner ease, which radiates both within and without. As Ra, my root teacher, says, the strength of the inner light depends on the strength of our seeking that light. We hold the keys to our liberation, and that liberation is already fully achieved. Clearing the obstructions to our own true nature, both mental and energetic, is the greatest work we can do for ourselves, others, and the universe.
Bye. for some forgotten sin. Surprised to be shining just like diamonds in the wind. Every facet so perfect and every cut the proper size. When we find ourselves staring in God's golden eyes, we find ourselves staring in God's golden eyes.
A Russian man saves his rubles for 20 years to buy a new car. After choosing the model and options he wants, he's not the least bit surprised or even concerned to learn that it will take 2 years for the new car to be delivered. He thanks the salesman and starts to leave. But as he reaches the door, he pauses and turns back to the salesman. "Do you know which week 2 years from now the new car will arrive?" he asks. The salesman checks his notes and tells the man it will be 2 years to the exact week. The man thanks the salesman and starts out again, but upon reaching the door, he turns back. "Could you possibly tell me what day of the week 2 years from now the car will arrive?" The salesman, mildly annoyed, checks his notes again and says that it will be exactly 2 years from this week on Thursday. The man thanks the salesman and once again starts to leave. Halfway through the door, he hesitates, turns back, and walks up to the salesman. "I'm sorry to be so much trouble, but do you know if that will be 2 years from now on Thursday in the morning or in the afternoon?" Visibly irritated, the salesman flips through his papers yet another time and says sharply that it will be in the afternoon, 2 years from now on Thursday. "Oh, that's a relief," says the Russian man. "The plumber is coming in the morning."
Rain is her tears, and we are else that we can do. It's people who have made this mess, just folks like me and you. And if people have the will to change, change our very lives, we can help Mother Earth survive. She's our Mother Earth, sweet Mother Earth, and we cannot live without her. She gives us our birth, now she needs all her children to defend her work. It's time for us to mother our Mother Earth. It's time for us to mother.
Emotionally there for other people involves listening with your whole self to everything they are saying and to what they aren't saying besides. And if you really do this well, you will hear what they are hoping and what they are fearing and what they can't acknowledge even to themselves. And you will be able to live with them in their world and to share what they feel inside. Many people only hear the words that are said and then wonder why they never quite understand what is happening in their lives, forgetting that words don't tell it all. There are also the spaces in between, and the eyes and the hands. And there is what is said by reason, and what is said at a level where the intellect doesn't dwell. You can't just listen to the people whom you love with your ears. You have to live in it, listen as well with your heart. And to recognize that there are several of them talking to you, although you might see only one. Sometimes the rational self sends signals which the emotional self contradicts, and frequently the whole truth isn't told by either one. Often we pick up messages people are sending us unconsciously, but not quite wanting to acknowledge them or considering them too dangerous to take out and examine in the light. We let them pass us by, only to find they reappear as dreams, memories we tried to forget, fantasies we couldn't quite face, twinges of embarrassment and pain. These are messages missed by the intellect, signals from our subconscious hoping for another chance to make their point. We are big on the rational in the Western world, mistrusting the emotions except when they tell us something we can measure and count. And too often we forget as well that the body can teach us things that aren't in any of the books, and that the heart knows things that reason can't understand. In the area of health, harmony depends on our demonstration of God. There are persons suffering with diseases, and behind that suffering is the belief that harmony is dependent on some function or organ of the body. All human life is built on that premise. If anything happens to the heart, we die. If anything happens to the digestion or elimination system, we become sick. We have to reverse that. Life is God, so life is not dependent on heart, liver, or lungs. Heart, liver, and lungs are dependent on life. It is life that beats the heart. It is life that activates the liver, the digestion, the elimination system, and the muscles. It is not the body that moves life. It is life that moves the body, and life we are. As long as we say, I am, we exist, we have life, and that life governs the body. As we maintain that, we lose the materialistic consciousness of body as governing life, and we attain spiritual awareness of life governing the body. man shall not live by bread alone. Man shall not live by form or effect, whether it is baker's bread or butcher's meat, or the form that we call heart, liver, or lungs. Man shall not live by effect, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. When we realize that the Word of God is our life, the life of our being and of our body, our whole consciousness begins to change, and we stop fearing the organs and functions of the body. Through this practice, a new consciousness is being developed. Open the door to your wholeness of body, mind, heart, and spirit. I guarantee you will be so glad.